No doubt about it, Randall. And I say this is encroachment at its worst, yet again, from federal government, really saying one thing and doing another. I think we've got to be very, very careful about this issue. We've had some very strong words to the Environmental Protection Agency on behalf of producers in this state. You know, I just do not believe this proposal is good for America. I don't believe it's good for farm families. The very notion that yet another federal agency just simply wants to control every drop of water that might fall on private property through just some manipulation of some definitions, and then they'll stand back and say, oh, everything's okay. And I find that, quite frankly, reprehensible, and we're doing everything within our southern, I'm pleased to serve as president of the Southern Association of State Departments of Agriculture this year, and it's really been a unifying cry for all of us in the Southeast. Basically, we've boldly asked the agency to remove the rule. It goes way beyond the original intent of these type of activities that were included in the original Clean Water Act. It's simply, they need to be called to task on it. So I think we're all speaking in pretty much unified concert in that regard.
While many groups and associations in agriculture have made comments, Black encourages every landowner to do the same.
This is definitely one of those where everyone says, you know, quite often we get in our meetings, you know, maybe when we're all of us are not particularly happy with the way things are going. I've heard people time and time again, unfortunately, say, well, my opinion doesn't count. My vote doesn't count. Well, there's never been a time in our history, I believe, when we've got to dispel that myth and assure every one of your listeners that the time to speak out is now. Time to make those comments on this rule and, you know, to make your voice be heard is now. I am aware that first, just thank Farm Bureau for really taking a strong leadership role on this. But I understand that County Farm Bureau offices are willing to help producers, willing to help citizens. Even if you're not a Farm Bureau member, I think they'd be willing to help. There's an organized way where these comments are submitted to the record. And so I think everybody just, you don't know what to do, you can contact your County Farm Bureau office and they will help you. Certainly we at agr.georgia.gov, if there's anything we can help in that regard and help direct resources or information, we'd be happy to do that. But that activism at the grassroots level through working with your local organizations, cattlemen, different commodity groups, certainly Farm Bureau's led the way, and I tip my hat to them.
He said individuals need to get involved in this process to stop EPA from expanding its regulatory authority through the waters of the U.S. rule. Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.